Hi, friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Hey, friends, welcome to episode 21 of Friends with a Twist podcast. Woo. We are legal. We're 21. We're drinking tonight.
And every other episode.
Oh, that's right. Oh, every day. So I am one of your co-hosts, Kenzie, and I am sharing this sexy lifestyle with Gary, in case you're just tuning in and you need to figure out who the fuck is who. Mm-hmm. And I am joined by my amazing, wonderful, beautiful co-host.
And I am the other girl, Madison, and I share stories with my husband, Barry, and our crazy lifestyle adventures. Thank you for joining us tonight, woo-hoo! Today, whatever time of day it is.
I don't know.
Who cares?
Time is irrelevant. It's fine.
In case you don't already follow us on social media, we are on Instagram and Twitter, FWAT_podcast. Yeah. We also have a website, friendswithatwist.com. Ooh. And our primary email address is friendswithatwist@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
And that is it. Those are the correct ones.
Right. If you get anything else shady, it's not us.
Probably not us.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for joining us. Please follow us on the social medias if you have that. We love posting our sexy photos every week. We also would appreciate whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. If you leave us a rating or a review, we would so appreciate that also. Thank you.
Today, Gary just pointed out to us that we hit 69 ratings on Apple Podcast. So that was a fun little, you know, milestone. So.
Good job, guys out there.
Thank you, guys. We have a few segments we're going to run through for you today. We're going to start with our chick chat, where we give you an update of what's new in our sexy lives. And then we're going to take a topic in life in the lifestyle and sort of dissect that, give you our thoughts and perspective and experience, kind of break that down a little bit. And then you get the fun, sexy, sultry story in the going deep segment. And then we always wrap it up with a surprise question from one of the husbands. And this episode 21 is brought to you by Barry.
Woo. So to start off our chick chat, we always do a shot of Fireball. Thank you for pouring this, fellas. You always have our backs. Woo. Cheers, Kenzie.
Very well chilled, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Damn, that was smooth.
That's not bad.
Not too.
There was no ginger ale even this time.
No.
We've been digging the ginger balls lately, which is Fireball and ginger ale. But this was just straight balls. And it was damn good.
So good. So I'll get us started here, Kenzie. Woo! Barry and I, we've had crazy busy vanilla lives lately. Yeah. Not going to lie. It's just happens. That time of year.
Like, yeah.
But I do have a few good things to share. Mm-hmm. Actually, both of these are kind of about all four of us. However, we received this amazing gift box, this gift package, I guess, from Promescent.
The good package.
Yes, very good package. A couple weeks ago. And we are going to try out some awesome products from Promescent. We have massage oils, the Climax control spray. We have delay wipes, which we have used previously. And I do know those work. And they do not bother me.
Ooh.
Other products have made my mouth numb. We'll get into that.
Oh, wow.
But also some aftercare wipes, which we do use quite frequently. Mm-hmm. So we are going to finally give you guys your half of the box today to take home to try out. And then absolutely, we will be sharing some reviews and some feedback as far as how we feel these Promescent products work. So thank you so much for sending this to us, guys. We really appreciate that company. I think the first time I ever heard of Promescent was through the Front Porch Swingers podcast.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So I'm so thankful that we... Not only, well, we know the Front Porch Swingers now, but we also know this company, and we've had so much exposure and experience working with their products, so I'm really excited to be able to give more of an in-depth review about them. So
I agree.
Thank
I look
you
forward
again.
To it.
So appreciate it. And again, all of us, a couple weeks ago, we went to a PGC party, Pleasure Garden Club, down in Philadelphia. So I thought that was a really fun time because we actually got to connect with another couple that we had met at the Friction New Year's Eve party.
Yes. So good to see them again.
Really good to see them again. I love them. I am so looking forward to hanging out with them again in the future. And there's actually another couple that we all clicked well with that I believe Gary was kind of corresponding with ahead of the party.
Yeah.
Just to like say that we're definitely going to be there. Yeah. We want to meet you kind of thing. And so yeah, all... eight of us had a little ensemble. We had a little play party at that PGC party.
We did.
Which was amazing. I believe actually that we were corresponding with quite a few people before this party. So yeah, we made some quick connections with people and we were, it was pretty much, I believe like eight of us total, like four different couples that really like clicked and hit it off. The one couple we already had met prior. So it was very easy to connect with them again. And we were all dancing on the dance floor for a while. They brought, the one couple brought some fun shots we were doing.
I know, like a whole jug of something so smart. Magical. It was so good.
I don't know why we've never done that.
I think it was like, like the Washington apple, like the crown and
It was
something. It was delicious.
That was so good.
We got to do that next time. Yeah. Like a pre-made, just pour it out.
So smart to do. Yeah. For BYOB places. And another couple, that the other couple we met had some Fireball because they're awesome. They shared some of that with us. We were out dancing for a while, having sexy fun out on the dance floor. And I will say, I was doing my best to drink water throughout this whole process. But my vodka sodas look just like water, okay?
It's tricky.
So I kind of probably had a few too many, not sloppy drunk, but like I was good and then it all kind of hit me. Like I started to feel it a little on the dance floor, like, oh, I had a few. Like I could feel it. But I was still okay. I was still had my wits about me.
Sure.
And we all somehow decided that we just wanted to fucking play with each other.
I think it was Gary's fault. He instigated,
it's
I think.
Probably Gary.
You know, sounds right.
But thank you for that because we all wanted it. We just sometimes you don't know how to initiate it. Yeah. So we went back. There's tons of rooms. I don't know how many rooms PGC has, but we like went back to try to find one for all eight of us. It was like a challenge, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. Gary like found one spot and it was a little small for that number of bodies, but we're like, well, this is what we've got. So here we go. I mean, it was ultimately like fun and good and great. And I have no regrets, but it was so cold back there. Like, I don't know what the heating said. Like, I mean, whatever. Like, this is January.
It's a huge building
in like the Northeast in Philly. Like, it's fucking cold, but there was, it felt like there was no heat. You had to generate your own heat. Like you had to.
Well, we did.
We did. And we managed. And nobody died of hypothermia.
Yeah.
We made the best of it. It doesn't matter.
We still had a blast.
We made our own heat. It was great. So like we get to this little room. Like again, like maybe a little small for eight bodies. But there's like a, I guess a bed, for lack of a better word. But it,
yeah,
it was like
one large mattress like, on a stand of some
like
sort.
Was it inflatable? It was almost like a.
It was like a dorm room mattress just up off the ground, no headboard, no nothing.
Right, right. It's not bright lights. Like, there's not floodlights in these rooms. But, like, there's enough. You can see what's happening. You can tell who's who. But it's not, like, overwhelming light. We have this space with this weird inflatable bed. And I just remember that there were six people, like, on this mattress.
Yes, correct.
So I ended up playing with one of our new friends that evening. Kind of like in the corner of the room. We just like staked out our own space. Yeah. And I'm not complaining at all because it was pretty hot. Like he like pushed me against the wall. Like he was holding my hand. Like I'm not complaining at all. All of this to say that it was kind of like a weird physical space. I think we all made the best of it. I think everybody had like a fine time. But like just, I don't know, if you've never been to one of these like infamous back rooms in a club, just you might want to know what you're getting into. Like,
well, don't have high expectations.
Yes, I think that's
it's
fair.
It's just a private place to play.
Yes. Yes.
Simple as that. But no, I think we really did make the most of it. I remember I was laying on my back on that bed and one of our female friends was going down on me. That felt amazing. At one point, I was sucking some cock for a while. I then turned, I was making out with Barry for, like, there was a lot of, I tried to swap the best we could in that small space.
Sure.
And then, to be honest, for me, between all the alcohol and just, I guess, being freaking cold, maybe my body was just like, stop. Yeah. I, like, got up off the bed. I stood up, kind of leaned over and just like was like trying to catch my breath. I was like, guys, I just need a minute. Like I need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I just had to get out like nothing went wrong, but it just, the alcohol kind of hit me mm-hmm. and it just, I just needed a minute. So I left the room, but apparently we found out there's time limits to the rooms anyway.
I know.
What the fuck? I didn't know that.
Who the hell's timing themselves in there? I had no idea.
So what, we had 30 minutes apparently?
Yes.
So actually when I left and like went out to the bar to like cool down after going to the bathroom, we were cut off from the room anyway. So we had to wrap that shit up real quick. So we had a really great soft swap orgy.
For 30 minutes, but no more, no less, my friends. Like you get 30 minutes.
Oh God.
Make the most of it.
I had no idea that was a thing.
I didn't but either.
We will continue this one way or another. Things yes. will be continued in the future.
To be continued. Yes.
So yeah, like I said, it was a soft swap orgy. Like we, yeah. I don't think, none of us like full swapped with another person no. in that party. Yeah, yeah. So that was interesting. I honestly don't think I've been a part of a orgy type scenario where I didn't fuck anybody.
No.
So cool.
There you go. Look, see, all these years later and you can still have all these fun firsts. But no, it was really good. It was fun. I was just happy to be part of one of the infamous Madison and Barry octets.
This so. Doesn't need to be a thing. I really doesn't.
They work. Only play with 8 people at a time. So line up, get them in.
Not true. Not true. But it is fun.
It was
but
so
no,
fun.
It's not our thing. It's just a coincidence.
No, but even though like I was kind of a little bit separated from the rest of the group with mm-hmm. our one new friend, mm-hmm. totally amazing. No complaints at all.
Mm-hmm.
But like it was almost kind of a nice vantage point to just be able to see
Ooh.
Like the other 6 bodies yeah. like interacting and playing. So I think we made the best of like the small space and like kind of the awkward whatever mattress was in there.
Spontaneous.
Like, yeah, so it was just fun. I think we all had a good time. So yeah, so I think it was spontaneous. It was fun. It was good. And I mean, really, that's kind of our goal is just to like meet people when we're out at these different parties and events. Like this time it so happened that there was some play and that was fun and great. That doesn't always have to happen. But we're definitely still in contact with these people. So mm-hmm. we look forward to kind of seeing them again at some point.
Definitely. And besides that, looking forward, we were tentatively talking about going to the Friction Party down in Maryland, D.C. for Valentine's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All 4 of us.
Yeah.
But now Barry and I were kind of thinking about it. And now we're kind of thinking maybe something local. So we're up in the air for that Valentine's Day weekend. We might do another PGC party. I don't know, Paradise Club, something else local. Hey, if any of you are going to something and you want to reach out to us to try to meet up,
let us know.
Honestly, we're looking to get out and make some new friends. So, all right, that's all I got. Go ahead, Kenzie. What's up with you and Gary?
Woo! So, clearly the PGC party is like the overlap. The only mm-hmm. other thing that I would add quickly is that very recently, Gary and I met up with a single male who I have talked about before. Jay has been the name, and I will stick Ooh. With that for now. So that was really fun. There was kind of like a different sort of twist this time, mm. but I won't get into that now. I'll just drop that little teaser for everybody for a future story.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was really good to see him again. From my perspective anyway, part of the allure to kind of making kind of friends with people is that comfort level that comes with playing with someone more than once.
Yes.
Like that definitely, I think, factored into this experience and made it really fun and exciting. That like kind of one and done experience is fun too. So meeting people more than once, I think, is fun in sort of a different way as you kind of get to know each other and know what each other sort of like or don't like. Like that can make it a better maybe physical experience. Not
yes,
to say anything
definitely.
Against those like one done.
That's fun too.
Those are fun too in their own way. So I'm not knocking that. But yeah, so that was pretty recent. We had a good time with that. But again, I'll save kind of the dirty details for a future episode.
Yes. I mean, no, I want to hear it now, but yes, I can't wait.
All right. I think that's it. Like,
this is our lives. So we are going to take a quick break. We're going to have another shot because we were here to party.
Ow!
And we're going to be back with our Life and the Lifestyle segment. And we're back for our Life and the Lifestyle segment. Mm. And today we are talking about the alcohol. Blame it on that. Yeah, I'm not going to sing. But we're going to talk about alcohol and the lifestyle because it's our 21st episode and we're pretending we're 21 years old.
Aww, such a good time.
And there's no better way to bring in this segment than to take a shot of Fireball. So rest assured, we just had another one. You're welcome.
Just what we needed.
So prior to this episode, we posted this sexy photo of Kenzie on our socials with her legs spread and a nice big old bottle of cherry vodka in between.
It's not always Fireball. People were like upset, like, that's not Fireball. No. The person that's like, it was not angry with the way they commented, but it was funny.
We do like some other things, but mostly Fireball.
Yeah.
But we put out a question to all of you, and take it away, Kenzie. Woo!
So just sort of asking, you know, why you drink or don't drink on whether it's dates or parties, events, whatever sort of lifestyle thing you happen to be at. And I think there was definitely kind of a theme. I think for a lot of us, myself included, that first drink or two just kind of like takes the edge off, frankly. It just relaxes you a little bit. I know for myself, like I'm not entirely proud of this, but I just, it's fact. Like I just do better with a couple drinks. Like I'm not really a social butterfly by nature.
Okay.
So I almost feel like I need that first drink or two to just relax and like get over myself and just like be fun.
It doesn't make you better sexually. You're fine there, but just socially.
Yeah.
With new people.
Yeah. Socially. Yeah.
Same.
So, but then, and I think we're going to get into this, like my issue is like, I just like drinks. I like cocktails. They taste good. I enjoy them.
I love cock.
And I just start down that slippery slope. And then that can lead into trouble. As many of the social media comments sort of alluded to.
Yeah, share some of those.
So I think there was definitely a little consensus maybe that people kind of have like their standard go-to drink that works for them.
Yes.
But they take that in, they kind of alternate it with water, which is a good idea.
It's a great plan. Doesn't always happen.
No, yeah, there's, but then you got to execute the plan and that's a whole other thing. So definitely people shared like some of their kind of go-to drinks, how they kind of manage that throughout the night, which was really helpful. And I know we did get a comment about kind of the elephant in the room that it seems like perhaps more so for the males in the lifestyle that too much alcohol can cause, and I quote, equipment malfunctions.
Sucks. It's not fair for guys.
I know. It's not. And I commented to that comment. I know for me, I've experienced that. Maybe not obviously quite in the same way. Like my vagina is still there and works. But like I have found if I drink too much in an evening, like I have a hard time climaxing.
Ooh.
And it's not to say that, like, you know, it can't happen or that it's not enjoyable in the process. But I found that if I don't know, and here's the problem, I don't know where the fucking line is, but there's some sort of line. And if I cross it, I found that it's kind of difficult for me to, like, orgasm. And again, like, not the end of the world. Like, that's not, doesn't have to be the end goal every time.
But
not that anyone wants to hear my sob story, but it, I think it can work in the other direction as well. It's not just males that might suffer.
Good point. Good point on that.
Maybe. I don't know. It's an okay point.
No, it's equal for both. That's a perfectly good takeaway.
And I appreciate everyone's comments about Fireball. There was a lot of Fireball love in this thread as
love
well.
You guys.
So thank you guys. But yeah, just kind of finding what works for you, I think, you know, was another kind of maybe theme of the comments that we got.
Well, I think that's good. You know what works for you. You know what you're safe with. You can have a couple rounds of and be okay. We got a interesting comment via email, though. Do you want to share that real quick?
Yeah.
I think it was an awesome quote.
So I thought this was so fun. And I did ask permission if I could read this, and I received it, so I don't want anyone getting all fussy about it. So one of our friends, Gino, in California, there was more to the email. Like, I'm not going to read. What really stuck out to me and I thought was fun and very insightful was the fact that they were alluding to knowing what they're there for. Like, when they go out to meet a couple or they're at an event or whatever the case is, like, they know what they're there for. The quote that I would like to reference: "We are good with what we are doing and no longer need the alcohol to be able to fuck and suck with others."
Yes.
Which I thought was just amazing. I love that. So thank you, Gino from California. I enjoy that very much. And I agree. I mean, I think for me, when we're with the same couple more than once, like, I think I'm like, I can, I'm like, good. I can go.
Oh, yeah.
But like I still like that initial meeting, I need that drink or two, I think.
Just extra courage, confidence.
Yeah.
You get a little more wordy. Yeah. Things just flow and you talk a little more.
Exactly. Yes.
No, I agree with that too. There's no reason that I need to have a drink to have a play session. I don't.
No.
I can fuck anyone without alcohol. But having a few drinks, just, I don't know, I feel like it loosens inhibitions a little bit. It makes me a little more open to new things and, I don't know, having fun a little sooner maybe. Mm-hmm. It's just, there's pros and cons for sure. I think the majority, let's talk about pros of alcohol, okay. I guess, with right. being in the lifestyle.
There,
like, it helps you relax, especially with those first meetings. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say if you've never drank before and you're going out on your first date with a couple, like, order tequila shots. I don't recommend that. However, if you are used to drinking a certain thing, whether it's wine or liquor, whatever, or beer, you just stick with that just to kind of ease yourself into having at least an initial communication with a new couple.
Yeah.
I think it definitely helps to break down some of those walls and awkwardness right off the bat.
Yeah, I would agree. And I feel like a lot of the events are, like, there's either a cash bar or it's BYOB or like BYOB, there's kind of that like expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And not that you have to drink if you're not comfortable with it by any means, but like I think you can expect to encounter alcohol. Like, so if you're not a drinker at all, like, I don't know, maybe that's kind of an adjustment that like there could, like, especially at a big party, maybe.
Well,
like a lot of people are going to be drinking.
We do have a couple friends that we know in the lifestyle now that are, they're sober, like they don't drink anymore, and it's totally cool, but they still go to these events. Obviously they are surrounded by a bunch of drunk people because eventually it gets to that point. But it's very easy to still have your soda, your water, your whatever, and get through the night and still have a fun time. It is not mandatory by any means.
Absolutely.
But all of the lifestyle clubs that we go to, I'm pretty sure they're all BYOB. They don't, most of them don't sell alcohol. Now, when we go to the hotel takeovers, you can buy drinks there. It's a little bit different there, but you can still bring your own drinks to your room. So a lot of it's still BYOB.
And like, I don't really think there's any pressure. I mean, like, if you're just like not a big drinker, like, just say no. Like, I have personally, I've probably never said no either, but
probably
I've never
not.
Encountered anyone who was like forcing a drink on me.
So, you'll get offered a lot.
Yeah. But like, if that's not your thing, like, just a simple no thank you is fine. Like, I really don't think anyone is going to like try to force it on you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, and again, easier said than done. Like, I'm not trying to be high and mighty here, but like, just having that awareness of like, wow, I don't need a drink right now. Like, no thank you. Like, totally fine. Like, no one's going to, like, harass you and give you shit about it. Like,
well, if they do, fuck them and we'll
leave. Too, yeah. Exactly. They're not your people. But, yeah. But, I mean, I think people will offer because, like, kind of like we just referenced in the chick chat. Like, we had friends who brought, like, a pre-mixed shot.
Yeah.
So, they were, like, offering it to people. Like, they're very friendly and outgoing and beautiful people. Like, they were just like, here, would you like a shot? Like, we said yes. Some people might have said no. Like, that's all totally fine. But just that expectation. Like, just know that people might offer you a drink, a shot, whatever. But don't feel that you need to accept everything that you're offered.
So, yeah, when we go to these parties at, like, PGC or Paradise Club or whatever, we bring our own alcohol.
Yeah.
I typically bring, like, a skinny bottle of my cherry vodka because I can tolerate that for a while. Or I know that you, Kenzie, you tend to bring, like, a few single cans of a mixed drink or a wine or something like that.
Yeah, that's, like, my
latest. Just to kind of limit yourself.
Test,
which is great.
Seems to be working okay right now.
I'm going to try that. Maybe on Valentine's Day weekend I'll do that. That's kind of what to expect. You can bring whatever you want to these parties. You can bring your own mixed thing. You can bring cans, bottles of vodka, whatever.
But on that note, if I can just add.
Yeah.
Sorry, Madison.
Please do.
The reason I've tried to switch to that is because I feel like when I have taken a bottle of spirits and asked the bartender to mix it with a non-spirit, like a whatever, a rum and coke.
Yeah.
It's like gasoline.
Oh, it's terribly strong.
But I don't know that it's gasoline until it's too late and
correct.
I'm like feeling ill and hating my life.
Until, like, you're me at PGC bent over grabbing your knees like, I need some air.
I've been there. Like,
yeah. So at all these places, they have these bartenders that make your drinks and they make the drinks strong. Like every fucking where we go.
Right.
I guess you can order a light drink.
Maybe we should try that. I don't know.
However,
I don't know what the code is. Like,
I don't know.
I just end up fucked up.
They make them strong. They're like almost 50-50 half the time. So you need to be careful at these public, like,
and I don't
private clubs.
And I know that. but I don't know it in the moment. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, why am I so fucked up?
I feel like a lot of people say that body shots in the lifestyle are like common, or people just assume like swingers and body shots and craziness like that. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've unfortunately not experienced enough body shots. How about you?
I mean, I've seen a few at like on vacation, like at Desire, yeah, maybe there. That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I can't say that I've ever really seen a body shot at like PGC, for example.
It's not like the movies, yeah. People.
And like, I'm like such a freak because I'm like OCD.
Oh, dear.
Like, I see people doing the body shots at the bar, in the hot tub, at Desire, for example. Mm-hmm. And, like, my first thought is, like, ew. Only because in my head, I'm thinking, like, just, like, the sunscreen from the day and just, like, the human, like, maybe you sweat a little. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, and then, like, body, like, salt.
Okay, so how about you can do them with just putting the shot glass, like, on the belly button or on the vagina.
Yeah, you can do that, yeah. But I feel like I've seen a lot of...
It's more poured on the body.
Yeah, like, alcohol being, like, poured down a woman's body, and the man is, like, at the pussy waiting to collect the liquid.
Mm. Yeah, aren't they all?
Well, I mean, you know... I got nothing. So there's that. But yes, you could just like take a shot glass, like pick it up with your mouth off of fantastic
woman's. In between
woman's,
the tits or whatever. I do that all the time.
Like off a belly, a pussy, a tit, whatever.
I don't know. It's just fun. So I don't know. Some fun, crazy stuff.
Now, in fairness, like I said that from my perspective, I have never seen one of these men doing this shot like cringe or like...
Oh,
they've never seemed to think twice about it. Fine. That's just like Kenzie in her own head on the side of the hot tub watching this happen and think like, doesn't that like tequila taste like sunscreen right now? No, they don't care.
I'm pretty sure that tequila taste kills everything else, probably. To be honest.
Yeah.
So speaking of like taste and like other things being mixed into the body when you're drinking.
Yeah.
I feel like there's something... to be said about when you're hooking up with someone and maybe they've been drinking something that you're not too keen of through the night.
That's the worst.
For me personally, I don't really have a problem with whatever you've been drinking, whether it's tequila or rum or wine or beer. Yep. I'm okay with the taste. However, if like someone's a smoker, like that might kind of bother me a little bit.
Yeah.
But as far as alcohol goes, I personally don't really have a problem. Mm-hmm. But I know. I think I can see something in your eyes, Kenzie. There's something you want to say.
I just have like this weird aversion to Jack Daniels. Like,
what did it ever do to you?
I don't know,
I'm
man.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know. But I'm not a fan.
So you don't like the taste.
No, I have like this one like kind of rando experience where the couple was really fun. We were out. We were drinking, having a great night, whatever. It got to playtime. I was with him and like... I swear I just like took a shot of Jack off his tongue. Like it was so much Jack Daniels flavor. Mm. So I don't know if that has like somehow scarred me, like whatever. Like,
yeah.
And like, it's a shame. Like, I mean, Gary enjoys a Jack and Coke every now and again.
So does Barry.
And just like that flavor, something about the old JD, just like I cannot handle it. But like, that's like the one weirdo thing. Like,
that's it for you.
I think. Like, I don't drink beer, but I can kind of handle that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That Jack Daniels, man, it gets me. I just do not want any part of it.
Listen, fellas. Listen.
There you go. There is a secret to Kenzie. Don't drink Jack.
You can drink it, but bring some mouthwash or breath
mint. A piece of gum.
And you should be okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Just take the edge off.
And I think that's just general hygiene and etiquette. Like, bring a breath mint or something with
you. Yeah, yeah. Have some sort of, oral hygiene mechanism at hand.
But there is so a con to drinking alcohol at lifestyle events. Unfortunately, Barry and I, we have this one distinct story with alcohol that involved another couple. We met them. We were having a great time at dinner and drinks. We went back to their place, had some more drinks, just again, because it was new and we were all just trying to loosen up and be relaxed. We then left their little bar at their house to go into their playroom. We were all on the bed playing together for a while. Good time. And then we all noticed the other female is asleep.
She
just fell asleep in the middle of our play session. Barely even started our play session.
Oh.
She's passed out. So it was awkward. We didn't know what to do. We politely shouldn't have been so polite, but we politely excused ourselves and we fucking drove, more than an hour home.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck that. And we get that that happens, but this couple didn't even then follow up and say, like, I am so sorry. Like, we understand. We apologize. We were just so nervous and we had too much. Let's try again. Nothing even like that. Like, it was just too much alcohol, and I think they were just so embarrassed they never even communicated with us again.
Yeah,
which fucking sucks.
Yeah.
So there's some bad stories involving alcohol. I don't know if you have anything that extreme personally.
Well, yeah, I mean, I got one on both sides of the coin. Like, I think we referenced it. I don't know how much detail we ever gave. Like, we had a couple over to our house. It ended up, like, we were all drinking. Like, I'm not trying to, like, play the victim here. But, like, there was shots, there was drinks, whatever. They maybe don't drink as much as Gary and I do.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't end well. There was vomit, whatever. But same kind of idea in respect to, like, no follow-up. Like, that no sucks. Apology. Like, I'm sorry, yeah. I vomited all over your bathroom. Like, the wall, the toilet. Like, that was cool.
Shut up.
The patio. Like, whatever. Great. Thanks.
You can be as embarrassed as fuck, but at least fucking apologize.
Just, like, anything would have been great. Just, like, wow, sorry. So, there's that. But then, the flip side of the coin, like, I've been the a-hole, too. Like,
same.
We've gone out with a couple. Like, I can picture kind of this one instance. Like, we were out drinking, it was great, whatever. We came back to our house, and then, like, I was in the bathroom, like, just like I was done, and that's not cool. Like, I'm not proud. Like, I'm not saying this because I think that that's like, haha, like, it's not.
No, it's
not cool. So let that be a lesson to you if you are new to this
and you're nervous.
Yeah.
Don't
overdo it.
On, like, alcohol.
Yeah, it's not good. And, like, I should know better. Like, I have no excuses. Like, I'm not going to try to, like, you know, like it just is what it is. Like, I fucked it up. Like, that's what happened there. So I've been on both sides of that coin, I guess, is my point. But it is a delicate dance. Like, you need to find kind of what works for you.
I can say, thinking back through the years, the, like, 10 plus years of swinging with Barry, that, like, I have definitely had a lot of pros and cons related to alcohol directly. Mm. There's been a few times where I've had so much confidence because I'm loosened up that I distinctly remember just going up to people we're talking with, like the other girl in the couple, and I'll just, in the middle of the dance floor, just grab her and start making out with her. Like, distinctly remember situations like that where if I wasn't drinking, I'd probably hesitate a lot more. So it gave me this sexy, like, confidence that I love. Even with going up to people you've heard me share stories about in the past where I just felt like I had to go up to someone and say something. And like, that confidence comes, unfortunately, from, I guess, inside of me, but also the alcohol, the inhibitions go down. And like, I'm just more comfortable just going out of my comfort zone. So I don't know. There's lots of pros and cons there. I've also, Kenzie, had times where I've unfortunately been overserved. And like we were saying with this last PGC story, when we were all playing together in that little ate some play session, like, things just fucking hit me out of nowhere. And I just had to excuse myself from the play session, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I didn't just fucking pass out or vomit or like, I just needed to get away and have fresh air.
Yeah.
And get water. Like, I don't know. There's such a fine fucking line.
No,
why don't
I get it.
We know what that line is, Kenzie?
I don't know. I don't know medicine, but I wish I did. Because I've been there too. Like, you're fine, and you're not.
Yeah.
I've been there. And yeah, I don't have like a great, I don't know, explanation or whatever. Like, I think I'm doing okay.
Until you're not.
And then I'm not. And I guess that's the shit of alcohol. But like,
well, I guess that's like our takeaway message. So no one likes a sloppy drunk.
No.
No one wants a boring old shy person hiding in the corner just stare. Well, all right. I'm sorry.
Maybe, well, that doesn't have anything to do with alcohol.
Okay. Like, maybe you like don't want to be, I don't know. No one likes someone overly prude either. Like, you don't want one full end of the spectrum.
Right,
we kind of want someone in the middle with a little bit of adventure or a little bit of, I don't know, excitement and being able to cross those boundaries or like get out of your comfort zone, rather.
Sure.
You want a little bit of a mix of both. So it's finding that happy fucking medium that we are still in search of at times.
Indeed.
So we get it, people.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, and I think like the only other thing I would kind of add to all of that is like, I think a big potential issue in all of this is that too much alcohol, I think, can impede one's ability to provide consent.
Oh,
and like that's, I think, a big issue. A, like maybe that's not totally sexy to you anyway. But then B, like, can that person really give actual consent at that point? Like, you might need to kind of excuse yourself from that situation if it's gone a little, like, too far.
Well, yeah, I've seen people, like, arguing at places and you do things and then you see the couple fighting about it. And that's not cool. Like, you never want you don't want to be a part of that.
Right. And yeah, I mean, I think it's important to just be communicating with your partner even, you know, before the night starts and like trying to
always.
Maybe like check in along the way, like where both of you are at, like as you go. Because I know, again, like even for Gary and I, there have been nights when like I've had too much. There have been nights when maybe like I thought he had a little too much and was being like a little too forward or like whatever. Like, so just kind of like touching base, communicating with your own partner throughout the night, I think can be helpful to hopefully avoid some of those kind of awkward issues.
But that's enough chat about blaming it on the alcohol. And we're going to take a quick break and have some alcohol.
we're coming back
with this sexy story from Kenzie for Going Deep. And I am dying to go deep with her. All right, folks, we are back for our Going Deep segment, and I am dying to hear this sexy story from Kenzie. All I know is that it's from their recent trip to Temptation. That's all I know from the show notes, people. I'm dying here with you, and I am on the edge of my seat, literally. I know there's a sexy story to come, so it's Kenzie, if you're ready, take it away.
All right. So this story comes to you from, yes, Temptation, the trip that Gary and I went on in December of last year, 2021. So what ended up happening? It was like Thursday morning, let's say, I think. Okay. Freaking Gary has FOMO and will not sleep in to save anyone's life. So like we're up at the crack of dawn and he's like, let's go for a run.
Okay, great, fine.
I know it's terrible. So we run, like we're running the streets of Cancun.
Oh wow, not like, on the beach.
No. So anyway, I like trudge through this run. He's like dragging me along, like whatever. So we're done. But then, like the whole rest of the morning, I just have like this headache. A, like I am not like a marathoner anyway, and we didn't run a marathon. I don't mean to say that, but just like I'm not the world's best runner. Like, it's hot. Like, we came from, like, cold northeast. And then, like, oh, let's go run in Mexico. Like, I don't know. Like, I wasn't breathing. I don't know. Like, I had a fucking headache is the point. Okay, fine.
And you've been drinking. Yeah, okay.
And who knows? Yeah, I'm on vacay. Like, I'm drunk half the time. What else? So, like, I wasn't, like, my best self. And I wanted a little bit of a break from, like, the sexy pool where, like, all the games and fun is happening.
Yes.
So we head up to like that magical seventh floor at Temptation where you get like the great view of the world.
And good food and good drinks. Yes.
So like we had like grabbed a little lunch up there. Like we're hanging out. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, like there's really nobody around. Like let's go over and like take a couple of photos, like that kind of thing. Okay, fine. So as we're trying to like take some like selfies that were not really working anyway, we notice this very attractive couple.
Ooh.
And Gary prompts them with, hey, would you mind taking our photo?
Ooh.
So they very generously did. They took the photo.
Mm-hmm.
And then, much to my surprise, they asked if I was part of FWAT.
What?
So of course,
what?
For what did you say?
What?
So my mind is blown at this point. I was like, oh my God, yeah, I am. Anyway, so that like totally broke the ice there.
That's fucking out of the blue.
It was crazy. I was like, it's so weird to me that people even listen. Like,
I can't believe that.
I don't know sometimes. But anyway, so that, like that was like our fun little intro. Gary was just like trying to like, hey, like they look like fun. Like, I'm going to ask them to take our photo. And then it like turned out they actually like, it was so fun. It was so fun. So like fate, like thank God he made me run that morning and I wasn't feeling well and we ended up there when we did. So anyway, So for the sake of this story, this couple will be Antoine and Sasha. So Antoine and Sasha take our photo. They very generously had offered to us that they were kind of hoping to meet us. Like they had heard that we were going to be at Temptation. And they brought us Catch Fire.
Like from home?
Yeah.
In their luggage?
Yes.
A huge bottle. Or like little bottles.
It was a big bottle.
Like I didn't realize you could successfully travel with large bottles.
I've never done it. So Catch Fire is another brand of a cinnamon whiskey.
Similar to Fireball.
Right.
Yep.
So they wanted us to try that.
Oh.
So they brought it in case they ran into us, which was so super fun and sweet.
Wow.
So that was like a little bit of the conversation, like, oh my gosh, like you're the FWAT people. Like we brought this Catch Fire. Like we would love, you know, like we should, like we want you to try it later, whatever. It's fine. It was good. So that was fun. And then we kind of like went our separate ways for a minute. We ended up reconnecting in the pool later. We ended up in the hot tub at Temptation even after that.
Nice.
We ended up having dinner together. Like it was great.
Wow.
So finally, like we have an espresso martini at the lobby bar, which I totally recommend if you're at Temptation.
Yes.
So good.
Yum.
And then it was like, okay, like let's have this Catch Fire. So it was kind of like a nice, maybe low-key way for us to like get into the same room together.
I was wondering, like, where did you take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like we go back to their room to have this Catch Fire shot. So like a totally innocent, you know, excuse to like all get together in a hotel room. So we get there, we have the shot. All right, so my little aside. There have been a few people that have mentioned Catch Fire to us on the social medias.
Yes, we've had it.
We've had it. I personally, Kenzie, have also had like the Jack Daniel's version.
Oh yeah.
They have some sort of like cinnamon fire something, whatever. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the intent.
Mm-hmm.
Fireball is my favorite. I have sampled. I have tested. I like Fireball.
We love it. Ultimately, but we do love all the others too.
Yes,
we enjoy all the others.
They're all good
too.
In their own way. Yes. But if I'm gonna like rank order, I just love me some Fireball.
Yeah.
All right. So there, I said it. Okay. So we get to their room. Mm-hmm. We have the Catch Fire. It's delicious. It's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's fiery. It's warm. I feel fuzzy.
Are you guys, is it like midday? Are you all up in their room like in your bikinis and bathing suits or like set the scene?
Okay.
For me.
No, it's not midday.
Okay.
We have had dinner at this point.
Oh, okay.
But it's before you would go to the club.
Like a theme night, yeah.
Yeah. So we're like in like a weird, like a 7 p.m.
sexy transition.
Just whatever,
time.
Yeah. Mm. We don't care what time it is. So we're in their room. And unfortunately, Antoine and Sasha had a little like air conditioning issue. So it was pretty warm in their room.
So tell me, like, what are they wearing? What are you guys wearing? I know it's a, like interim dinner party night time, but you're definitely dressed sexy. I know that.
Mm.
No doubt.
Right. Okay. So I have on this like little purple like stitch of fabric that constitutes a dress, barely. Gary had on his linen pants.
Shut up.
It was a new thing. They were gifted to him from some of our lifestyle friends.
What the fuck?
He had on these sheer linen pants. No,
sheer.
Nothing underneath. Just Gary and linen.
Just Gary.
It was amazing. And like a nice, like a button-down shirt.
Oh my God. Hot.
So Antoine has a very like active job.
Okay.
So he's very in shape, fit, ooh, trim, lean, very muscular.
Ooh.
Nice things happening there. Sasha.
Uh-huh.
Like, honestly, also has a pretty active job. So she's like also equally like trim, fit, slim, hot, beautiful. She is a fellow like curly haired girl. So like maybe we like bonded a little about those struggles. Like
just... dark hair too?
No.
She's a blonde.
She's a blondie. So we were like a nice like dichotomy. We like complemented each other, I think. Nice. So that was good. Anyway, so we're in their room. It's hot. They had an air conditioner issue. Like, just, we didn't even care. Like, we have the window cracked open. Like, we're, everybody's sweating. It was great. We made the best of it.
Wait, like, you were just doing shots?
We had a shot, yeah.
And then?
And then Sasha and Gary started making out, like, by the window.
Oh.
Antoine and I were, like, sitting on the edge of the bed, like, making out.
Ooh.
And then it was sort of like, all right, let's do this. And, like, for some reason, I made the comment that, like, maybe I didn't need to go all the way right then. And, like, everyone took it really seriously, which is nice in retrospect that they, like, respected me enough to, like, listen to
legit,
that.
Legit, yeah.
But, like, at the same time, like, retelling this story, I don't really even know where that came from. So I'm sorry, Antoine and Sasha. Like, I wasn't, like, being a prude or, like, trying to play hard like to get. I don't know. I don't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. Like, we had just had dinner, maybe. I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I'm sorry. But anyway, wait, yeah. It's going to get better. Hang on, guys. Okay. So we're in the room. It's hot. We're sweating. Nobody gives a fuck. We're playing. We're soft swapping. It's great. Sasha, like, grabs a vibrator. She's using that on me. That's really sexy and fun. And then ultimately, like, they're like bodies are mingling, whatever. It's great. They're soft swapping all over the damn
place. Like, you're
place.
All on the bed at this point?
Yes. Just okay. A writhing you're mass with him, of humans.
Or you're all just kind of touching yeah. each other.
That.
Okay.
Then, well, I'm trying to move it along because I know there's more to this story.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Know.
It's fine. Okay. So, yeah. Then that evening, that play session is wrapping up in that. Gary is behind me. Antoine is behind Sasha, like doggy style at the edge of the bed. So, like, we're each with our own partner.
So you soft swapped and then you finished with your partner.
Right.
Okay.
But, like, in this doggy formation, Sasha and I are making out. Like, we, like, reach over to each other and we're kissing while we're both being pounded from behind by our respective partners.
Yes, ladies.
Okay, so, like, that's fun. Okay, so that's kind of how that wrapped up.
Oh, there's more.
Then, so that wraps up. Everybody's sweaty and gross. Great. It was fine. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
So then we're like, we kind of excused ourselves to go get ready for the theme night, whatever it was that night. I don't remember. And so then, like, we met up, we chatted with them later, like, it was fine. Okay. Day two, next day. So, like, we're in the pool, we're hanging out. It's the foam party day. We, like, go, we jump into the foam, like, we're raging.
All four of you.
Raging in the foam. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm basically clinging to Antoine at this point because I'm not, like, I don't dig the foam parties as much as Gary does, and I think it's because he's so much taller than me. I get, like, a little claustrophobic in the foam.
You can't see.
I can't see. I can't breathe. Like, I don't know what's happening. Like, I'm just, like, touching people. Like, I don't know.
Dear.
Which isn't necessarily bad by itself, but, like, I just get a little disoriented. So I'm, like, clinging to Antoine for life. Sasha is kind of, like, spider monkeyed onto Gary, like, hanging on. So we're good. Everybody's, like, floating in the foam. We're partying. We're raging. Like, it's a good time. Woo! We go over to the hot tub to just, like, actually, like, have a conversation or, like, see each other, like, whatever. Because, like, in the foam, like, you don't know who the fuck is who. Like,
can't
it's
really
crazy.
Talk there.
Yeah. Yeah. So we get to the hot tub. Like, we chill out a second. And then we made the move, I believe, to go back to our room this time.
Ooh, yes.
So we leave the hot tub, head up to our room. I don't even know if we had an excuse. I don't. We were past pretenses at this point.
You just said, like, you want to go back to our room.
Let's go to the room. Yeah. So I don't know. So we get to our room, and I thought it was kind of fun. Like, we started with a group shower. Like, we had a nice large shower at Temptation. So, like, all four bodies.
It gets slippery in there.
We could fit.
Good for you.
But it was nice. Like, everybody kind of rinsed off, like, I don't know, cleaned up a little bit. Like,
that's
so that
nice.
Was nice.
That's nice.
And then we went right for the bed. Like, there was no other shots. Like, there was no other nothing. Like, we just right to the bed. So at that point, we had a true full swap experience.
Were you, like, built up with, like, you wanted more?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
And that's kind of, like, part of my takeaway message to all this. Like, it was kind of fun. I didn't necessarily mean to be a cock block that first night, but it sort of like worked out okay. Because I think it like built a little sexual tension.
Yeah.
So that that second time that we played and did do full swap, it was like a little like little something extra or like a little
sneaky
like.
Sneaky smart, Kenzie.
I don't know. So maybe in my subconscious. Yeah. Probably not. I don't know.
She knew what she was doing.
It just worked out that way, but it was great. Yeah. So we're on the bed. We like full swap. It's great. Everybody's having a good time.
So you like go directly to the bed with you, just Antoine, go right for it. And Gary and Sasha just go right into like making out.
Yeah.
16. I don't know. What like you're 69 and shit. And then
no,
you're just
no,
fucking?
No, 69.
No, just, you just go right to fucking.
I think so.
Wow. Because you're already hot and bothered from the shower.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Wow.
Yeah, sexy. Our foreplay was like the foam party.
You had a lot
the
of foreplay.
Tub,
okay, you're
the
right.
Shower.
You're right.
And then we're like, okay, let's do this.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my God. How? All right, go.
So that
on.
Was good. And like not to downplay it, but I don't know, like kind of like a standard full swap experience. Again, like there's more coming, so I'm trying not to like.
God, there's so much to this.
I don't know how much time to spend on each segment. Jesus.
All right, just go.
There's a lot of coming happening. I don't know.
Just talk, Kenzie. Just talk.
All right, so we have a fantastic full swap experience. Like on the same bed, we're like, everybody's right next to each other. Everybody knows what's happening. We can see. We could reach out and touch if we wanted to. Like we're all right there. So there's penetration. It's good. No complaints. Everybody seems like on board. Yes.
Perfect.
So like everybody like finishes basically. Mm-hmm. Like everyone seems to be satisfied. Mm-hmm. So like we like kind of come up for air, take a breather, have a glass of water.
Aww.
And then and Gary, bless his heart, orders room service.
Oh my God, that's
so
fucking awesome.
So we get snacks. What's better than sex and snacks?
Nothing.
That's perfect. So like we just kind of like are hanging out, chilling, like catch your breath. Mm. So the room service comes. And I remember that Sasha, Antoine, and I are sitting on like the little like faux pseudo couch in the room, mm-hmm. like in the corner. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like Gary takes the lead to like open the door and let the room service person in. We're just sitting there like covered in like the robes that they give you in the room. Yeah. Like it's so awkward in retrospect. But so anyway, so we get this food, we're eating. We take, I think, a few snacks out to the balcony. And the room to, like, as we're standing on our balcony, the room to the left of us was also enjoying a very sexual evening. Ooh. On their balcony. And it so turned out that other people, oh, I guess I should back up. Sorry, guys. We were in the tower. If you've been to Temptation, if that means anything to you, mm-hmm. we're kind of like in the center of the whole show, yeah. like the establishment. So this other couple is like banging on their balcony. Mm-hmm. We can't really see it because like we're right next to them.
Ugh,
like there's
wall.
No good way for us to like reach over and peek out kind of mm-hmm. thing, but we can hear it. And then we see people like basically across from us on the other side of the tower. They are on their balconies watching these people to our left, mm-hmm. banging it out.
Nice.
So there was like a little like party atmosphere. And then, like, security comes out.
No.
Like, on that, like, whatever, like, the roof area of the tower is.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you can't do that. Like, and they shut it down. And we're all, like, booing and hissing and, like, 5 years old. Like, this is awesome.
Oh, damn.
So they, like, shut us down. We're like, God damn. But at this point, I believe Sasha was giving Gary a blowjob on the balcony. Like an act of solidarity. We were like, we are on the balcony and we were doing the sex things and
we
like,
are
yeah.
doing it. Yes.
And then like security came and yelled. And so we're like, well, I think it was maybe like, I feel like the couple next to us was a little more vocal and maybe that was the issue or that's what drew the attention. I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we had a little balcony fun, but not too much. And then it's well.
What else?
No, I know. I know. Then we head back into the room for round two, a full swap on the bed.
Gow.
And again, everyone's enjoying themselves. Like we're all in the same bed.
Just straight up into
fucking,
full swapping.
Yes. Just we're in it to win it. Like we've been nice. Fed now and watered. Like we've got like our second wind. We're ready to go.
Right to the point.
Yeah. So that was amazing, actually. So it was very good. Antoine, like, he like held my arms down a little. I totally enjoyed that. Like a few new like positions, like things what? That like Gary Tell and I me. Don't always do. Kind of like that scissor thing where like I was on my side yes. on the bottom. Yeah. And then like.
That gets so deep.
Yeah.
Sorry, hit describe all it. Keep the going, feels. Keep going,
yeah,
keep
no. I was on my side on the like on the bottom essentially. But yeah, like my legs were kind of scissored around Antoine. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it does. It creates a whole different angle of access. And
yeah.
that was really nice. I don't know what Sasha and Gary were doing at that point. I was pretty well consumed in my own thing.
Of course.
So it was amazing. It was great. It was good. They were so fun. Even just to hang out with like in the pool, like even Aww. Before any of this happened, like just hanging out and chatting and getting to know them was amazing. And then like, so that was all fun and good. My takeaway from all this sex.
It was a lot of sex.
I know. Even though it wasn't like really totally intentional. Mm-hmm. Like I think it kind of worked out nicely that I apparently like threw down the gauntlet to not full swap that first night.
Yeah.
It kind of like helped build a little like excitement and anticipation so that I think like when we did get to that point the next day, mm-hmm. it was like even a little more sort of like, yeah. So not that you have to do it that way.
No,
I didn't do it on purpose. Yeah. Like it wasn't some sort of weird power trip. Like I wasn't like playing a game or anything. Like, honestly, like it was just kind of like a weird time. Like we had just had dinner. We were going to try to still go to the theme night. Like I just wasn't really sure. Like I was like, oh, like maybe we don't need to like
go all the way right
go
now.
Go all the way yeah. right now. But like honestly, it wasn't anything more than that. So for what it's worth, not that you have to like have everything fucking planned out every fucking moment of your.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. It just happened to work out kind of nicely that way where we had sort of like had this fun experience, built a little anticipation. Boom. Great. Everybody had a good time the next night.
Damn.
And that's all I have to say about that.
All right, Forrest Gump or Bubba Gump. That's all I got to say about that. Damn, that's a lot of fucking sex.
I'm sorry. I know. I don't know.
No, that's fucking hot. Wow. I'm going to take your tips. And then when Barry and I go to Temptation in May, I'm going to fucking put my hand up and be like, we're just doing this tonight because there's more to come. Mm. Like, we'll
it
see you
tomorrow.
It can work
sometimes,
night.
I think. Yeah.
Damn, that's a good call. Wow. I don't know what else to say about that.
Nope.
Either. So, good job. We are going to take a breather, take a minute, and come back with our surprise question from Barry.
And we're back. Last segment, surprise question. This episode is brought to us by Barry. So Madison is going to read what looks to be like a novel of a question.
I think it's short.
And we're going to do our best to answer it live yes. on the spot.
Oh, God. It's a multi-question. Okay. So here we go, folks. Has alcohol ever prevented you from having a sexual adventure? Have you ever needed liquid courage, aka alcohol, to overcome some fears when entertaining a play session?
Ooh.
Example, large package, or not feeling the situation. And where's your favorite place to take a body shot, male or female? Okay. Question one. Let's break it down.
Okay.
Has alcohol ever presented you prevented you from having a sexual adventure? Unfortunately, yeah, I feel like it probably has. It's mainly in the house party setting, I think, because I'm just so comfortable with the people that I'm around that I just am having fun and I'm drinking and then I'm just done. I think it does so happen at private clubs and party events. I think sometimes I just get so excited and I'm just like, we're having so much fun. Yes, more. Yes, shots. Yes, yes. Let's keep doing it. And then it's too late and I fuck myself.
Mm-hmm.
So alcohol has definitely prevented me from having a sexual adventure. Do you agree with this or do you have another example?
Absolutely. Yes. I've done this a few times and Gary and I fight about it every time.
Yeah.
No, I've done that. Like we've hosted people at our house and yeah, like just like, yay, yay, fun, going. Oh, it's
hard.
And it's not been great. If I want to like psychoanalyze it, I think my problem is like, I get all like amped up. Like we have to have this party and like do this, and like I'm cleaning and I'm setting up the drink table and the games, and like we're gonna do this and we're gonna have that, and like blah 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 blah. And then like we finally get to the start of the party, and like I just start like, woo, like
I'm ready to go.
Ready to go. And it's too much, too soon, too fast, whatever. I'm not doing anyone any favors. Mm-hmm. And like it just has not gone well.
Have you ever needed liquid courage, aka alcohol, to overcome some fears when entertaining a play session?
Yes.
Example, large package or not feeling it. Go ahead. You say yes. Go ahead, Kenzie. Go.
No, I mean, I think I kind of alluded to this earlier. I feel like those initial play sessions with like a new couple is when I kind of need that boost. I can't necessarily say that I've had that like with those specific examples given in the question. Mm-hmm. I could see where that could come into play. But yeah, I think for me, it's like kind of that newness factor where I need that little like push. How about
you? I agree. I agree with that too. I feel like there's times where I haven't really been feeling the situation, but because of alcohol, unfortunately, I have progressed things to the point where I normally wouldn't have because I wasn't really interested in the people, but alcohol released my inhibitions too much and we're doing things that I necessarily wasn't really into initially. So yes, I have done that. As far as needing alcohol, as far as a large package and having to deal with that, I've had to deal with that, and alcohol never played a role in that. It just, yeah, that's something separate. So alcohol has more so helped me overcome fears as far as new scenarios and meeting new people, and unfortunately been a part of times where I necessarily probably wouldn't have played, but I did because I had a few drinks in me. Sorry. Yeah. So, and lastly, where's your favorite place to take a body shot, male or female?
Ooh.
I am like, vanilla or not, always doing shots between tits. Like, that's a given for me. That's like a favorite spot, regardless of who it's with.
Because you have amazing tits from which to take a shot.
Well, sure, yeah, but also taking them from other people's, all too. Right. I mean, I don't know, where do you take a body shot on a male? From a female, I could see, like, pouring it down, like, to their pussy and, like, collecting it down there. Or taking it between their legs if it's in, like, a shot glass.
Yeah.
Males, what are you doing on a male? Just from their mouth, from their belly button, I guess.
Maybe, yeah. Like, I've never seen a male really, like, sprawled out on a bar like a female would.
No.
Like, where you would
their
just,
their asses aren't as sexy spread apart.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
We love you guys. And we'll take a body shot off of you anywhere if if it's in a shot glass. But thank you, Barry, for this question, this episode. We appreciate the alcohol talk all episode long for our 21st episode.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you guys again for listening to us. If you haven't already, follow us on our socials, Instagram, Twitter, FWAT_podcast. And please subscribe or leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. We would so appreciate that.
That's it. Until next time, go out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.